this is Ray McDonald. I've got all the hits for you right after this news break on VOA 1.
I'm Dave DeForest reporting. U.S. President Barack Obama met at the Pentagon Thursday with top military and national security advisors to discuss the fight against the Islamic State group. He briefed reporters on the campaign against ISIL.
On the ground in Syria and Iraq, ISIL continues to lose territory. Tragically, however, we have also seen that ISIL still has the ability to direct and inspire attacks.
The meeting came as the U.S. launches more airstrikes in and around an Islamic State stronghold in Libya. The Pentagon says the operation in Libya will probably last weeks rather than months. The Taliban Thursday claimed responsibility for ambushing a group of U.S. and European tourists in Afghanistan's western Herat province, wounding six of the tourists and their Afghan driver. A provincial police spokesman says the attack took place in the Chishti Sharif area shortly after the tourists arrived from Bamyan province. Also, a Pakistani helicopter has crash-landed in Afghanistan's Logar province. Officials say the copter caught fire after it landed and was approached by a group of armed men who seized six people and took them to an unknown location. Secretary of State John Kerry says the U.S. does not pay ransom. That remark comes amid criticism of the administration's payment of $400 million in cash to Iran on the same day Iran released four American hostages. The woman stabbed to death in an attack late Wednesday in London was the wife of a Florida State University psychology professor. London police say they have found no evidence to suggest terrorism was a motive behind the knife attack. They say mental health issues were involved when a man of Somali ancestry killed the woman and wounded five other people. This is VOA News. New polling data shows Democrat Hillary Clinton has the lead over Republican Donald Trump in four key states. The latest polls show Clinton opening a 9 percentage point edge in Michigan, a 15 point advantage in New Hampshire, an 11 point lead in Pennsylvania, and a 6 point lead in Florida. Clinton campaigned today in Las Vegas, Nevada.
We don't want you to support somebody who doesn't support American workers and American businesses and doesn't seem to understand we are stronger together in America.
Polls show Clinton has a larger but not insurmountable lead over Trump nationally. In an average of polls, Clinton is ahead of Trump by about 6 points. Turkish media say a court in Istanbul issued an arrest warrant Thursday for U.S.-based Muslim cleric Fethullah Gulen, who the government accuses of being behind the recent failed coup attempt. The Turkish government has said that Gulen masterminded the coup and has called on the U.S. to extradite him to Turkey. Gulen has denied any involvement or prior knowledge of the military coup attempt, July 15th, and has condemned it. Pakistan has again brushed aside U.S. criticism of its anti-terrorism efforts. The U.S. Defense Department announced Wednesday that it would not hand over $300 million in military reimbursements because of insufficient action by Pakistan against the Haqqani terrorist network and the Afghan Taliban. A foreign ministry spokesman says the reimbursement program serves the interests of both countries and insisted that Pakistan has taken decisive action against terrorists and extremists. Results from South Africa's local elections show opposition parties have scored major gains against the ruling ANC party. With more than half of the votes counted, the ANC held a majority of the national vote count, but with its lowest level of support since the end of apartheid in 1994. Vaccines to guard against the Zika virus are moving rapidly through the development process. It was announced Thursday that three experimental vaccines completely protected lab monkeys from infection. Human clinical trials of one of the vaccines are set to begin this fall. Egypt's military says it has killed Abu Dua al-Ansari, whom it identified as the leader of the Sinai branch of the Islamic State group. An Egyptian general says the military carried out a series of airstrikes on the town of Arish, killing 45 Islamic State fighters as well as al-Ansari. The general did not specify when the airstrikes were carried out. On Wall Street, U.S. stock indexes were mixed at the close of trade today. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.